There has to be a first for everything, and today is such a day. The first time ever that friends have hand-delivered freshly roasted coffee from Fürth Café in Vienna all the way to London. Variety of 5 different speciality coffee roasted by Fürth Café. And one of them in particular I've got here in my hands, snip the bag open, put them out on my fresh kitchen towel, and there is not one single Quaker in a bag of 250 grams of freshly roasted coffee. That must be the first ever. There is not one single elephant's ear. They are all extremely evenly roasted with a beautiful matte finish. This is a washed coffee, so all the lines in the middle of the flatter side of the coffee is just shining brightly towards me. It just looks beautiful. This coffee smells beautiful. The other first is today coinciding with all these other two firsts is that I received the Café Europa magazine, as I'm a member of the Speciality Coffee Association. And as it happens, there is an article on Kenyan coffees. And this coffee I'm talking to you about is a Kenyan coffee. It's called Ter Ir AB, and it's a washed SL28 varietal and a Ryuru Double One. Now, this is the first ever, at least consciously, I've never ever tasted. I'm very familiar with the SL28 and SL34, which is the other very well-known variety in the Kenyan coffee world. But as it happens, in that magazine, there is an article and it actually also talks about the varieties that come out of Kenya. So the SL28, SL34, the most common ones, I think. And here it says about the Ryuru, it says, I think Ryuru, well, I think it's Roman 2. That's what the two ones mean. I believe, I don't know. I'm going to go with that. Ryuru Roman 2. And it says here, that particular variety was created after a particularly bad bout of coffee berry disease struck in 1968. And the Coffee Research Foundation started a plant breeding program in 1971 to pick up where Scott Laboratories, and Scott Laboratories is actually what SL means, SL28, SL34. Is to pick up where Scott Laboratories left off. The main goal was to develop varieties resistant to coffee berry disease and leaf rust. In 1979, funding for this project was provided from the World Bank. Oh, that's interesting. The original idea was to combine the leaf rust resistant Hibrido de Timor with coffee berry disease resistant Rume Sudan. While Timor is a natural cross between Arabica and Canephora is the, the Robusta. I've got a memory lapse here, the Robusta bean. So, the Timor is a natural cross between Arabica and Canephora. Rume Sudan is a strain of the bronze-tipped Arabica found on the Boma Plateau in southeastern Sudan, which is also perhaps the origin of some of the SL varieties. Much later, selections of SL28 and SL34 were mixed into these trials to improve the cup quality. However, with its Canephora genes, it is clear that the cup does not match the SL varieties. So that is extremely interesting. This beans that I've got here, these beans are washed L28 and Ryuru Roman 2, which has a bit of SL28 and a tiny bit of Robusta, so it seems. So that's really interesting. So I can't wait to actually grind these coffees and have, I think it's the afternoon, 5 o'clock, have a lovely V60 with them. That should be extremely interesting. I might, without knowing, already have tasted a coffee that had a Ryuru in it, or maybe it was purely Ryuru. I don't know, but this is the first time I actually see this disclosed on the package of a freshly roasted coffee. So I'm going to whack this on pause. I'm going to brew some coffee of the Kenyan washed SL28 in Ryuru. So stay tuned. So before I start brewing this coffee, I also have to tell you that this black currant notes that are just coming off those beans are quite amazing, very intense. Not only from the beans unground, but now I've ground just a bit to purge my grinder, and I'm holding some ground coffee here in my hands. And it's got a beautiful, first of all, beautiful, fresh, very strong smell that you can only smell when, well, beans are freshly roasted. And these are a week off the roast now, so optimum window. And a very strong smell of well, black currant is what jumps to mind. I don't know if that's going to be replicated on my palate in the cup, but that's what I'm going with right now. But I'll be brewing in just a tick. So I've ground my 16 grams of that Kenyan coffee. I've got my Hario scales, timer and scales together. I've got my V60 lined up on a double-walled glass, which I love to use for when I'm doing filter coffee. So, tipping in, obviously zeroed my scale. 16 exactly. Oh, I like it. I like it when I'm precise. I've boiled my kettle. I'm transferring. Oh, I've already transferred in my lovely jug with a swan kind of like a neck. And I am starting. I am tearing again the grams. I'm starting my timer. I've got about 95 degrees here. And in a very nice circular movement, I'm just first going to pour 50 grams of fluid. There we are, 51. Okay, I've overshot a little bit. I've got my pedal just ready. I'm letting it bloom. And I'm going to do that for 30 seconds before I continue all the way to wetting and submerging these grinds with a total of 230 milliliters or grams. Okay, I'm ready to pour more. You probably can't hear that. It's blooming nicely. Of course, that's a sign of freshness. And just as I read in Scott Rare's book, Everything But Espresso, it's called, it's all about filter brewing. And he said you have to pat down the blooms so that all the coffee grinds are in contact with the water. Circular movements like round the world. I'm just continuously pouring very gently. I love this jug. It's a Tiamo jug. I love it because of that swan-like kind of neck to it. You can be so precise. But you've got to be on the ball. All this should take about 2 minutes. Two and a bit, I'm at 160 milliliters or grams a minute 30. I think I am pretty much on schedule, just patting the sides down, because when you end the whole extraction, the bed of your grinds should be pretty flat. Nothing should be stuck on the sides of the walls of your paper. Of course, I pre-washed the paper and it's in an unbleached paper, so that's just the for you to be sure that I'm doing this correctly. I'm 1 minute 58 and I'm at 209 milliliters. I'm going to go up for my last round the world all the way to 230. Here we go. And letting the coffee do its magic. It's just seeping through very nicely and it should yield 200 milliliters, which I know this ratio and this formula does. So my bed is absolutely flat, which is great. It could have a little bit of a dome in the middle, but flat is great. Nothing stuck to the sides. And I'm done in 2 minutes, or 28 it was. So I'm going to stop the recording so that this can cool down and I can put my lips and my nose to it. Can't wait. Now I've transferred to the garden. Nothing like catching the last rays of sun in an afternoon in September in London when it's nice and sunny. And I'm putting my nose to this. There's an intense, beautiful smell coming off. I'm now putting my lips to it for the first time. And wow, I'm sticking with blackcurrant. It's intense. It's juicy. It's blackcurranty. It's a first off. It's quite amazing. And if I'm not mistaken, these coffees come from Falcon Green Bean Merchant, because Fürth Café buys from them, as he does from Freeman Trading, quite a lot. And I'm pretty sure that not having a Quaker in there, not having an elephant's ear in that selection of green beans is, of course, a compliment to the Green Bean Merchants as well. But thumbs up for this. This is a first off, and it was beautiful. I'll have to have another one tomorrow, I'm pretty sure.